I'm not Samuel. I'm Simon. I really don't know what he wants. To be honest, I didn't sign up. And that's honesty. I guess they were expecting me to have something. I don't really have anything. Yeah, and that's proven right now. Yeah. Okay, is Brother Chuck here anywhere?
No.
No. All right.
Sing.
That doesn't happen. Not too often. I guess I'll just do something that I did a couple years back. I had it memorized, so I guess I'll just say it. It's a little poem that I had. It's called Wise Up. If I gotta wise up, then I'll look towards that direction. Past the first, past the second, straight to the third heaven. Facts like gravity are the only thing keeping me grounded in the wisdom of man. So I'm wise in the ways of the fool, trying to understand the truth through one tool, my stepping stool, bringing me a little bit closer to God. But I know I can't reach him. My instructions are to let him reach you. But men always disregard direction and start trying to figure things out through their own manipulation. Talk truth to tricks, fools, and I'm a wise guy. But men won't listen to wisdom, taking as an insult down in our intelligence. But what we know is all irrelevant if we don't know the Old and New Testaments. Their words were wisely written. Some men have been smitten for even uttering what they were revealing. Men tries to gain wisdom. Now, isn't that dumb? Why don't we just look towards the wise one? Been exposed to so many fluorescent lies that the light of the sun gleams like high beam. But the American dream makes you and me and all of us scream for ice and cream and things with sheen that seem to shine when our fluorescent lies seem to brighten. But it doesn't matter how much cash you have. But it doesn't matter how many Hot Wheels or dollar bills you have, you can't escape this world's Bastilles. And it doesn't matter how much cash you have, you can't escape this world's Alcatraz, trying to escape the rock when you should be consulting him. Think you're smarter than that, so you're insulting him. Just wait, one day you'll be bowing, exalting him. Now, wouldn't it be wise to start now? Instead of waiting, debating, saying, on my deathbed, I'll be praying. So for all you wise philosophers that scoff at us, I got a little questionnaire. If God was to come here and now, where would you be? Caught up in the rapture or sitting blinking the moment after?